be seated. If you want to hear some music and you're not in your class, you may go to your class now. How's everybody doing? Good. That's four or five of us. Seems like forever since I've been in church. I have not backslid. For those of you that haven't seen me in a while, I'm on a night shift now. It's nothing like going to church in the middle of the night. For those of y'all that are still on night shift with me, I was laughing with Sister Pate. She works some nights now, too. So right now, I probably would be rolling over pretty good. So I might try rolling over on the floor here before service is over. Amen? Holy roller, roll over. We have had some experiences in the family, y'all. This is going to be my icebreaker. I just want to catch up with everybody. We got to go see my mom. Some of y'all are close to us and know my mom's health goes up and down like y'all's parents' health go up and down. Please remember my mom in prayer. She has been here two times in church with us, and she's from Louisiana. She's suffering with her hip, and the cold weather is not making it any better. So if y'all run out of things to pray for while we're praying and fasting, and you think of me, think of my mom first. Amen. Surgeries and technologies aren't what they used to be. Some of us in the class today remember when surgeries or hip surgery was like, oh, no, you don't want to get a hip surgery. That's like when a horse has a broke leg. Y'all remember them days? Yeah. Well, technology now says a hip surgery could be like a roof, good for 15 to 20 years. I am hoping that my wife and I could go back to see my mom and see her healed, and if not, that she may be persuaded to take upon some other method. She's a very strong-willed person. That's where I get it from. I felt like most people this time of the year to do my resolution, even though I don't try to make them publicly. But I said, I want to have some rest this year. I'm going to try to rest. I've never done that at 50-something years. I'm a lot of people say, you got to try it. So I made it my New Year's resolution. I'm going to be rest and have restful, and I'll be doggone if I ain't slept 2 hours a night ever since I said them words. I don't know if it was the enemy or it was just me just made a mistake. But resting is something that's hard to do. I don't know how y'all that have rest do it, so I try to be scriptural about it. And the rest. I tried my friend's favorite rest. He said, the best way to get rest is don't get dressed. Stay in your pajamas. Well, if y'all had cameras at my house, y'all would see me with a backpack blower in my pajamas and a weed eater in my pajamas, picking up branches in my pajamas. I don't know how you guys can rest, but I tried something else. I tried pharmaceutical rest. I got NyQuil. I like NyQuil. See why some people like NyQuil a lot. But I like NyQuil, but NyQuil's only good for about 4 hours. So I woke up one day sick this week, and I called my doctor and his assistant. She and I go like this. She knows how cheap I am and how I believe. They kind of go hand in hand, you know. So I said, hey, I don't feel good, and I'm on night shift. I can't go see you because it's the middle of the night for me. What do you got? I want to go get a shot and knock this thing out. And she looked at me, spoke to me on the phone. I could only see her face because she looked at me many times. She goes, do you really think medicine is like that? She said, if I had a shot to give you right now, I'd have a line wrapped around this hospital for somebody just wanting a shot, and it'd be over with. She says, it takes at least 5 to 7 days. So if we have to wait like that to get better sometimes, we ought to be patient on the Lord a little bit, okay? I think he's doing the work in my body. I'm feeling much better. I sound better, believe it or not. Some of you have tried to call, and I don't answer the phone because I didn't have much of a voice. I still have a track mark on the side of my mouth from running the fever. So those of you that believe in holy kisses, today is not the day. I got one in the congregation. I threw that one out. Amen. If you guys remember the last time I talked, I was trying to remind us what we were doing here in church. And I leaned toward finances before I was over with in the lesson. Put God first, your family second, and your ministry third. If you mess that up, you can fool yourself in thinking it's okay. You really can't, if y'all remember the lesson. You can fool yourself and think you can mix those up, but you really can't. Common denominator in those are, of course, is finances. that lesson. There's many other denominators, and when you hear something come from this mic, it just splits up. There's about 80 of us in here. What I'm saying right now is splitting up 80 ways. Y'all all hearing what y'all want to hear. Brother Keith said. Most of y'all are probably not wanting to hear what Brother Keith's going to say about the fast. Ooh, I can feel that coming back. Giving up meat tomorrow. I just wanted to make sure I even asked Brother Chris, because Brother Chris might say something I want to hear. How many of y'all are doing well with the fast? Say amen. I knocked my few pounds off already, whether I wanted to or not, because I started off the fast fasting. I couldn't eat. I'm looking forward to see many great results spiritually. And I hope when I finish my lesson today, you'll be inclined to think spiritual-minded more than you came in today. How many of y'all can feel the want to this month just because it's our direction? We should be plugged in and engaged next month, actually. You're feeling it now. We'll get to work it soon. Hopefully, gifts that have been rusted, moth-covered, needs to be dusted, are turned back on in your life. I would like to think, I do get to share a lot now. I should have told the guys, I don't know if it's because I feel a lull in my spirit. I push more outside to win loss. When I'm too comfortable in church, for some reason, my win loss goes down. That's me personally. I don't know how you are wired. Some people bring people to church all the time, like pipers. That's where bus routes came from and bus ministers come from. They can't be satisfied sitting in the house of God without a visitor to hear the great news that's going to be coming from the pulpit. Maybe you were, and maybe you are, maybe you could be that person. Every church needs those kind of people. Amen? Amen? If we didn't have those kind of people, what would church be? It's good to sit in our congregation. Today we're all going to look alike because it's cold. But if it be typical Florida weather, this congregation is very diverse. We have a wonderful mix of people. We live in a county that's very mixed up, so we ought to have a nice mix. Amen? Amen. Let me get into the Word of God and try to plug in here. If you're a visitor from up north, welcome. If you're a visitor from down south, welcome. If you're a visitor from Polk County, welcome. If you are listening to this, I heard I was heard. Does that sound good? Sounds like a good Louisiana anyway. I heard I was heard. And the lady that heard me was from another state, and I met her in another state. She said, I heard you on the internet. Y'all alive now. And I'm like, ooh, I better be careful what I say. I said, would you remember me speaking about? And she said, money, like you usually do. And I said, oh, that was the last one I spoke about. And she says, what you going to teach on next? And I said, I'm going to pick up on money, because if you remember at the end, I said, isn't the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy of your billfold is kind of strong too, ain't it? How many of y'all got a strong billfold in here? Say amen. How many of y'all feel like starting off with the altar call for lying? Surely somebody's got a strong billfold in here. The lights wouldn't be on. The heater wouldn't be on. The carpet wouldn't be on the floor. Okay? It's an odd place to be happy in the body of Christ when it comes to finances. Come on. Fast ain't there yet. Somebody ate breakfast. You had some money this morning. Think about it. Because you do think about it a lot. It's just the odd place to hear from it is from here. And the scripture's full of dollars and cents. Sometimes we don't want to put a little bit more sense than dollars, but there's tons of money in Scripture. Brother Keith, are you rich? No, I just don't beg. That's the bottom end. I know I got that all the time. I've never begged for anything since I had the Holy Ghost. How about you? You ought to be proud of that in a nice way. You ought to be proud of that. There's nothing wrong with that, especially amongst our brethren. Other brethren that are down and out and other sisters that are down and out and think it's bad, they could look at me and say, ooh, that's real bad. He worked all night long. He's still in church. Some of y'all been off since Friday morning. That's pretty good in my eyes. Think about it. When you, I'm not taking up an offering, but guys, just to relax. I'm not going to take up an offering. But when we come together, it's gonna take our time and our money. And that's always the bottom line. Fair statement? How many of y'all ever came from another denomination or organization? I did. Anybody? Did they talk about time and money in that organization? I live next to an organization right by my house. They knock a lot of doors, and they do the work, and they're going to make it. Y'all know that denomination, organization? JWs? They take a lot of time. I'd even figure out how to get me a second job now to be a Jehovah's Witness. And give the money. Because those people work. They're putting the church roof on themselves this week, and they'll have it done. And it's first class and very professional and very safe. They got vests and safety glasses and everything. Doing it for the kingdom. How many of y'all want to put a roof on this morning? Brother Keith, they had frost on the roof. Jehovah Witnesses by my house are shooting nails this morning on the frost. And they're going to do it right. And they don't even believe in having the Holy Ghost like we do. But deep down inside, now, guys, I'm not going to patronize a backslid message, but when we take the time, like I said, I've been witness to a lot of others, and I watch others a lot because they're watching me a lot. When it comes down to it, they funny joke, they keep laugh. Y'all feel them kind of pressures at work? Somebody bring in liquor. I was involved in an activity this week, and when the liquor showed up, Brother Keith showed out the door. Real soft. And they don't expect a whole lot of us, but when you make a stance and take a stance as apostolic, you got to stand for something. Well, we don't have to, no, we don't have to be there either. They understand. And you got to watch those things in life. This is the adult class. I feel a lot of liberty here. I'm not speaking to college and career, and those of you that are in here today, I sure do miss our class. I can't wait till my shift changes. But when we remember what we're doing here, when you're going to leave here, are you going to be as apostolic as you're fixing to be in a few minutes? Or do you, like, turn it back down? Turn it just to reserve till next Sunday. This month of fasting and praying, will your light shine? When we go no food and we're on straight Holy Ghost, how many of y'all can tell your body's changing already? Now, I heard some people an ounce for a chapter. How many of y'all doing an ounce for a chapter? Just raise your hand. It's okay. I just want to see. I don't want to offend you. Ounce of caffeine for a chapter a day. Any of y'all took pass on that? They got a few of y'all. How many of y'all owe God chapters? Well, I got more hands that time. Hey, don't forget now, God's watching, Pastor said. As we get into the Word of God, if you're here and you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, if you stay here long enough, you'll want to be. If you're here and you don't have the Holy Ghost yet, and you stay here long enough, you're going to want to be. You got scripture for that? Yeah, let's go to scripture for that. Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and all Samaria and to other parts of the earth. You know, some people go out and start broadcasting what they hear and see in our type of church even before they get the Holy Ghost. That scripture is already fulfilled. If you stick around here long enough, you will receive that power because you will want to. That's part of assembling. It just comes with the flow. I was one of those first time in the door got the Holy Ghost people. I was one of those that made the other people mad. And I didn't know. But when I hit the doors, I'm like, oh, I got to have this. I was one of those. Some people come to church for years and sit in the ministry and even take upon the outward appearance and take upon the godly standards. Things some of us can't do with the Holy Ghost. They sit in the Holy Ghost-filled churches without the Holy Ghost, and you wouldn't even know. They don't have the Holy Ghost without evidence. Speaking of the tongues, it's the Spirit give utterance. And they sit for years. as members of the body of Christ, jointly fit. They fit right in. Brother Cron, you ever met any of them kind of people? Years. I met a lady. There were snowbirds. I met a lady here years ago to go to Arizona now because the climate was too wet for her. I can't remember her name, but his name was Jack. And I called him Brother Jack for 2 years. And Brother Jack corrected me one day at his house away from church. He goes, "Hey, man, I ain't your brother." So you come to church all the time. Sister, she's your sister. I ain't your brother. I don't have the Holy Ghost. I ain't even been baptized in Jesus' name. I said, "You told me you've been in church for 40 years. I've been in love with her for 40 years, and I go to church with her for 40 years. You could put him right there, and you'd probably thought he was a minister. The way he carried himself and conducted himself around church. He had no more Holy Ghost than we could go to the Circle K and grab somebody at the gas pump. Open my eyes so big. And this is only like about 10 years ago, like half of my life living for God. And I thought about that, and I still teased him after that. I said, "Well, you go be my brother, because according to scriptures, you keep on keeping on, you're going to get the Holy Ghost. Somebody's going to pray you through. You can't stay around this thing this long." He goes, I know, but it didn't happen yet, so don't call me brother. I said, "Okay, brother." It's going to happen. We're going to win souls. We're going to be around people. People, your family members are watching you like hawks. Amen? How many of your family knows where you're at right now? Without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, they in church. It's Sunday morning. He or she did everything they could to get to church. They're my brother. They're my sister. That's my mom, my dad. They went sick. If we had a leprosy unit in here, I'd have been here the other day when I was snotting and coughing and fevering. If I could have sat up there with I heard half the church had it. I'd have sat in the quarantine section to hear the word of God. If I could have. There's people that love to assemble because they know they just don't have. How many of you have given up on people like that? Please don't. Please don't. You don't know when. When's the last time somebody in here? Golly, I feel the Holy Ghost. When was the last time you talked in tongues? Spirit-filled person in Sunday school class under the sound of my voice. When was the last time you spoke in tongues? Right here, right now. Just let that sit for a little bit. When's the last time? And we fasting and praying now. And excuse me, I do fast and pray. I haven't been here, but I've been fasting and praying on my own. When was the last time you spoke in tongues? You right here, right now. But I don't have to, Brother Keith. I used to a lot. I did enough when I was younger. Cover me when I got older. I just ride it out now. No, you can't. Because I'm going to bring somebody to church that's your age that needs to see you speaking in tongues. They need to see you raising your hands up and you looking like you ain't feeling like it. They need to see you getting out and running some miles besides these young people. Because I'm going to bring some old people here to church. They need the Holy Ghost too. Statistically, they need it more than the young people because the clocks keeps ticking. Amen? Y'all, excuse me if I get a little bit emotional. I'll try to keep it more of a lesson than a teaching. Now it's going to turn into a treaching if I don't watch it. Romans chapter 12. I got to read verse 1. It's not in my notes. Don't worry about it up there, Jess. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Your what? Golly, you can't do that. That's what you at least ought to do. Amen. God filled you with the Holy Ghost. It is your what? Reasonable services. At least you ought to be able to pay that back. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Amen. Verse I want to use is 12:4. For as we have many members, excuse me, I forgot. Y'all remember I had a bionic eye put in? I forget. I don't need them glasses all the time. And in one body, and all the members are the same office. So we, being many, are in one body in Christ, and everyone member one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Wherein prophecy, let him prophesy according to the proportion of his faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. And he that teach on teaching, and he that exhorted on exhorting, and he that giveth, I read that and I was on a roll there for a while, and I did it again last night. And he that giveth, how many of y'all giveth? Give it simply. That don't mean give it onesies or fivesies. That's whatever God leads you to give. Give it easy. Give it cheerfully. But giving is one of the things we do when we assemble. Amen. He that ruleth, do it with diligence. If you're going to be the boss, be the boss. But be diligent about it. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. When we come together as a body, I taught a long time ago. I still get a flack from it. We had one of the Cron daughters that is not here today. She's the English teacher and the book writer of the family. And I taught her the body. And I hope she is listening because she'll remember the part. And what part of the body are you today? Are you the teacher? Are you the giver? Are you the exalter? Are you the intercessor? Are you the boss today? Are you the one with the divine healing? You know, when church starts, we're leading church service, but one of y'all might be carrying the torch. It works that way. Amen? This is not a one-man show or one-woman show. This is an apostolic church. I got prayed through in the pew. I didn't make it to the altar. I got prayed through. I was sitting about probably where Brother Bo is, but a little bit more in the middle of a big apostolic church, and I went down to hide under the pew because I was so ashamed. And when I came up, the people that were sitting around me in Sunday school class were the ones that had hands on me. The minister was still teaching Sunday school. That could be us today. Under gentle teaching, somebody could crack right now. Would it be all right for somebody to raise their hand and start talking in tongues, Brother Keith? Yeah, it'd be all right. Long as it was in order. Would you shut somebody down if they were out of order? I probably wouldn't have to. The person next to you would. This apostle said, y'all relax. God don't do crazy things. We got a bouncer. Look in the back. See, that's his ministry. All I got to do is say, Brother Dean, get that man out of here. That's how that works. What do you think they do? They just greet and smile? They're there for a purpose. To keep order in the house of God. Just looks good when you see the bouncers going, oh, hi, how you doing? We never see you. Welcome. They're looking for if you're acting up. They're going to put you out. This apostolic church. We don't have a section for those that don't fit in. You got to be in or you got to be out. How many of y'all been in a church service that's been out of order? Yeah, that happens. But God protects his gifts. Amen. Church don't shut down. God moves. God moves. I had a man tell me the other day that the devil won't come in the house of God. I'm like, you didn't know me? I wasn't fit for the house of God on my first visit. I was closer to ready to go to jail than the church. How about some of y'all? How many of y'all went to church from a nightclub? I was one of those. I mean, straight from. Didn't even change clothes. But what about us? We couldn't have came, I guess, under that man's doctrine, Brother Click. We don't know who Brother Dean is going to open the door for. We don't know at all. Let's not judge, lest we be judged. Amen? But he that is spiritual judges all things. Hallelujah. In the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, 12 teaches us a lot about spiritual gifts. Now, concerning them, he would have us not ignorant in verse 1. Verse 3, wherefore I give to you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the. Do y'all remember calling on Jesus' name without the Holy Ghost? Now, I'm sure most of y'all in here can remember pretty good. Some remember pretty bad. But think about before the Holy Ghost. when you called on Jesus. Now, some people fuss and fight about this, and when we assemble, I'm reading. I'm not debating today. But if you just take that for what it's worth, there's something about when you get the Holy Ghost and you call on Jesus. There's something about your relationship with God when you fill with the Holy Ghost and you call on Jesus. Those that are under the sound of my voice and you don't have the Holy Ghost, and those that are your listeners, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost if you really want to know who Jesus is. Period. When we assemble as people and we believe we know Jesus, we need to be able to explain how we know Jesus. And it's really hard to explain to somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost who Jesus is. The context and the depth I want to go, I kind of want to take us a little deeper today than not. But when we as believers that are filled with the Holy Ghost come to the revelation of who Jesus is, it is not the same as those that are not filled with the Holy Ghost. How should you treat somebody that's not filled with the Holy Ghost? You should treat them like they have the Holy Ghost. Because when they hit filled with the Holy Ghost and all of a sudden you have changed and they have changed too, it's going to be a conflict. Treat everybody like they're filled with the Holy Ghost. So when they get the Holy Ghost, you're not the odd guy out now. Oh, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost now. You treat me different? They're going to know. Treat people as you want to be treated. If the day I came into church, like the day you came into church, some of you came into the church in the kingdom of God. Let me clarify that a little bit. We all get to go to church. When you came into the kingdom, some of you guys came in Sunday school classes. How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost when you were a kid in Sunday school class? Raise your hands. Handful of y'all. How many of y'all came to be filled with the Holy Ghost as a teenager? Wow. How many of y'all were maybe young adults? So teenagers still reign in here. In a youth group, that is probably the hardest time to get the Holy Ghost for those right here in this audience that we have today. Teenagers are mean. Mean. If you go back when you were your meanest, you were a teenager. Getting the Holy Ghost was that when most of y'all in here got the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost was not getting was cool. You got filled with the Holy Ghost. You ought to be happy for that. You got it when it wasn't cool. I was a young adult. I was looking. I was searching. I was 25. But I got to assemble with people that believed what they believed. And they were as one body working as one team. And I went to the church that I got the Holy Ghost in. I would like to think if somebody in here under the sound of our voice would come looking, would want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, would find us in one accord, the scripture teaches. And when we would unite and pray and seek God for those people, as they seek God, it would feel the same. Blend the same. When they come up for air, they see all the same smiles. Not one of us going, I don't think they got it. It wasn't long as I spoke in tongues. I spoke in tongues 35 minutes. They only got 34 minutes. They going to get baptized today or not? You know, they going to die in a car wreck right after church and go to hell in a tank right there. When I got the Holy Ghost, I was baptized right away. Y'all know that. Y'all know how we all do. Let God do. Let God's time and be involved. Let's not, when we assemble and come together like this and be united, I want to feel the presence of God. We don't know who's not going to be here next service. Might be me. I got baptized, just in case y'all weren't there. I got baptized while I still had stammering lips. My mom was at church service. It was in Louisiana, and I lived in Atlanta. She wasn't not going to leave me dry. That day, I got baptized before I knew it. You want to get baptized? I am. No, you not. Not like you going to be. You as Kristen, we fixing to baptize you. Had a robe on me like a girl in a heartbeat. I remember that, from a nightclub to a robe. It was a white robe. I was ready to go to glory from the kids. You not. Not everybody's going to be like that. And it took me for years to think my way was the right way. Well, my way doctrinally was the right way, but my way in time was not the right way for everybody. Some people have to ingest this. Some people have to assemble because they are all, we're all joined together. I don't know what part of the body I was back then. I don't know if I'm still not that part of the body now. I like to think what I think. I'm not the head of the body, I know that. Because if I was the head, a lot of things would have to change. Just like many of y'all, if y'all were the head, amen? When we take the time and find out that we can be Holy Ghost filled and really know who Jesus is, when we call on him, we'll find ourselves in a much better place. Some people that are going to get the Holy Ghost late in life will possibly get to be used of God. But in this day and time, it seems like people don't want that. I don't know why. I think it's the way society, the people we're bringing in are looking and they want to be given, but it seems sometimes it's hard to convert them back to give. Resolutions this time of the year, people often indulging about bettering themselves. This year, I'm gonna for me. How many of y'all got caught in that? How much weight you gonna lose this year? How much money you gonna have at the end of the year this year? What you gonna do different and what kind of promotion you're getting this year? And you're gonna make yourself much better. According to scriptures, and this is Keith James' version, the more we try to fill ourselves up this way and satisfy ourselves, the more at our age in this class, and y'all been on the earth, some of y'all been on the earth longer than me, know you still wind up feeling empty. You got the house, you got the car, you got the land, you got the wife, you got the kids, you got the job. And you traded them all again, and you got another wife and another kid, and a bigger truck and a faster boat and a nicer ride and a sharper shooting gun, and you get to spend holidays and in our life, and then bam, it's still empty. I've felt that twice already, and I'm in my early 50s. Like, all what I've accomplished has been for what? Well, a lot of it's been fulfilling for Keith when I took inventory. And when I assembled into the body, I was like, check myself. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not alone here. Everybody's kind of doing the same thing too. Well, when I talk to you guys that are feeling the way I feel, that emptiness is because we're really not doing it right, are we? According to scripture, if we empty ourselves, he will make us feel full. As we empty ourselves, he will make us feel full. Totally different lesson, but I'll ask you today, the things that really make you excited about living for God, when you're doing those things, you're going to find yourself denying yourself a whole lot, aren't you? You won't have time to be with others. You might not even have time to be with your family. You're going to neglect things that you would often do, even in the body of Christ, to do those things that are pleasing to God. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you don't get to play every Saturday night. You need to be ready for Sunday. I would have been even better ready. I got in at 3 or 4, but tell you, it wasn't from a nightclub anyway. I got in from work. But I couldn't see myself coming to teach and be able to teach Sunday school and been running the street all night last night. Would you want me to do that? No. And if you were the teacher, I wouldn't want to hear what you did all night long and then come here and teach me God's word. And that's from adult class all the way to the toddlers. Amen? I love this. This is one of the things I want to be known for when I'm gone. I want to be a man of God behind the pulpit. No, I want to be able to say, I won souls. I reached out to the lost. I got to teach God's word. That's the kind of things that excite me. And to do this, are you crying because you had to give up things of the world? No, I'm crying because I'm excited that I did give the things of the world away. I wish I could have made more money in this lifetime. Well, I still got a lot of life left, but I didn't make the money I wanted to in this lifetime. How about y'all? If we put all our money together, though, we got a lot. That's what happens when you assemble. That's why God keeps us together. Our unit right here, we could do a lot of good in Lakeland. What little bit of money we have, if we put it together, just like they did in the book of Acts. If we had the greatest ministers from America come out of this church, and we will, because this church is already producing ministry. We will. When we send people from Lakeland, we've added to the kingdom of God. This church in Pastor Sister McGuire's vision of reaching lost, we're building a church in Haiti. I never thought I'd been part of anything like that. I've always given to the missionaries. Some I give even out of my pocket when they're here. I'm excited. I never felt to go do that kind of work. I always had this dream, though. Now, those of you with the Holy Ghost dreams, how many of y'all have Holy Ghost dreams? Boy, if I had the weight of that $1 million, $1 billion in them sweepstakes and all that stuff, if I had that kind of money, I'd be flying around building apostolic churches. No, you wouldn't, but you'd like to dream that stuff anyway. I'd give all my money to the UPCI and stay in my little house. No, I wouldn't. No, you wouldn't either. Oh, yes, I would. Very few people do that. Maybe one of them's under the sound of my voice, but there's very few people in this day and time that believe and do those kind of things anymore. So what we do have, when we assemble together, we are powerful. We picked up several thousands of dollars just to go build a church in Haiti in no time. Under our budget, we're going to build a church. Deep down inside, when Gabby gets to go as Gabby's dad, I want to go with her. Never desired to go to Haiti. I'm not against going to Haiti. I heard Haiti's always warm. Maybe we'll go in the winter, and I'll enjoy even more. Haiti's the poorest country in the world. I work with a lot of Haitians in Lake Wales. They tell me how, you know, it really is, and it really is the poorest country in the world, and we're going to establish a church there. And I wondered, if we all went to church in Haiti from Lake Wales, where we had the same kind of church service, where we want to be in one accord, where we teach the Haitian people that you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. I would think we would. What kind of church service y'all think if we'd go to Haiti? Would we have the gifts of God? Would we be able to minister in the gifts of the Spirit? I often think those things when we assemble, because what are we doing here? Why are we here? I thought it would be hard for me to teach this today, but it hasn't been as hard as I thought it would be, because I think in our group we have a lot of similarities in age. I don't know what I'm going to do when if I'm standing counting my final hour. Right now my will has, my money's going to the church, going to the kingdom. If my kids are not living for God, with a little dime or two I leave them, they ain't going to get it. Is that an incentive for them to stay in church, Brother Keith? I don't know. But it's my money. They can't take it from me. I can do what I want with it. I might try to figure out how to put it in a box after all. I'll get Brother Dean to rent a trailer and hook it behind a hearse and drag all my junk with me wherever y'all put me in the ground. But as this thing wraps up, as you're fasting and praying, and in our adult class, what are we doing in this day and time? What you going to do with your finances? What you going to do when you assemble? I love our church. We have some wonderful adult classes. When we bring people this age to this church, they plug right in. Do y'all know that? Do y'all hear that enough? They do. They do. We have people that have had loss due to death in our congregation. You wouldn't know. The people come together. We have different races in our congregation. We have different creeds and religions and backgrounds. And we all come together here. I hear lots of other people talk about, well, our church is diversified. Well, I know ours is. I'm a part of this church. You can bring just about anybody in this sanctuary that I think. I think I can meddle a little bit because I'm about to close. Is this all right today? Y'all have enjoyed this teaching? Okay. If I started on this side of the building and asked everybody to come up here and give us your background, I bet you most of us would fall down in shock. And most of our congregation is church people. Think about that. As much as we come here, and today's the holy day of holies, think about your background. The joy that we're going to sing about and the joy and the praise we're going to lift up, when you think about what God's really done for you, when you stop and think who you are and what you did and what you're in here. I know most of the background, so from my viewpoint, I'm already shouting, looking at y'all, because I know what y'all have done. I know what y'all told me y'all been. I know what some of y'all still doing. But if you could turn this table around, and I start up here, and I just let somebody just one or two words come up here and say, Brother Keith, you have no idea what I used to do. And let y'all hear. Y'all would go, oh, that's Grace Point? I thought it was Grace Point. But the Holy Ghost Field Church. And we are. Today, as we go into a big church, hopefully the words I've said and the scriptures I read will remind you of who we are and why we assemble on the spiritual side of things. If you're that person, you haven't just cried out to God in a heavenly language in a while, let today be that day. This next week of fasting and praying, go into it with another gear. If today is the day, boy, I wish I'd have brought somebody to church. Ooh, they would have loved to hear that. Bring them next week, because guess what? They're going to really love to hear that again. Oh, we had such a wonderful spirit. We always have such a wonderful spirit. Let's stand. How many of y'all going to believe for healing today when it's time for prayer? Amen. How many of y'all going to believe in anointing when Brother Patrick brings the word? Amen. Showers of blessing during song service. Amen. Hopefully there's enough points in there to remember. It's going to cost us time. It's going to cost us money. But the results, as an adult class, the results, when we're done with this thing, let them be great results in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for this class that we had. I ask you, Lord, to bless everyone that was in here today in Jesus' name. Bless those visitors that are coming in the next service, God. Y'all enjoy y'all's refreshments as you exit. And please make yourself friendly today as visitors come in. Thank y'all for coming to class.